Yesterday we discussed verse 18 where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمُ الْحُسْنَى. Those who obeyed the order of their sustainer, for them is goodness. Goodness in this world as well as goodness in the hereafter. And that is the simple recipe for success in life. Be an obedient servant of Allah. Be submissive to the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah will grant you success, true success in this world as well as in the hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُ لَوْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ومثله معه لافتدوا به أولئك لهم سوء الحساب ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. As for those who did not obey Allah's order, even if they possessed all that which was on earth and the like of it, meaning double of it, they would be so that they could give it all as a ransom, it won't be accepted. For them is an evil reckoning. Their abode is hell, and it is an evil resting place. If a person who was not an obedient servant of Allah now has to face the consequences in the Akhirah, the punishment, if he had the equivalent of the world in wealth and then double of that, meaning two times the equivalent of the entire planet in wealth, it won't be accepted. If you don't have iman, you don't have iman. Allah talks about this in other verses of the Quran, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ. Those who die without faith, فَلَيْ يُقُبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. Even if you come with the earth's equivalent in gold and try to ransom yourself, try to protect yourself, try to buy yourself out of trouble, it won't work. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Their abode is hell, وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. And it is an evil resting place. That brings us to the end then of ruku number 2 of Surah Al-Ra'd, and it brings us to the halfway point of the 13th juz. Now today we commence with ruku number 3, verse number 19. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Can the one who knows that whatever is revealed to you from your sustainer is the truth be equal to the one who is blind? إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It is only those who possess intellect that comprehend. So Ya Allah is saying that like you cannot compare a blind person to a person who is able to see. You cannot compare a blind person to a person who is able to see. No intelligent person will do that comparison and say that they are equal. So similarly, people of intelligence will know that those who have accepted that whatever has come from Allah is truth, they cannot be equated to those who have rejected the truth which has come from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because those who have accepted, their spiritual eyes are wide open. They are deriving maximum benefit from the light of the truth and haqq. With full insight, they are walking on the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim with total understanding. And those who have rejected, they are wandering in misguidance. So Allah says it is only the people of intelligence, not IQ, because then scientists will be considered to be the most intelligent. Here, spiritual intelligence, intelligence that leads you to doing the right thing, to responding to Allah's call in the right way. Now in the coming verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then talks about the qualities of the people of intelligence. In verse 20, Allah mentions, أَلَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. Those who fulfill the promise of Allah and do not break that promise. What is the promise of Allah? Well, the Ahdi Alast. When all the souls were gathered and Allah said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Rabb? And we all said, Bala, of course you are, O Allah. So we, our actions have made us forget. Otherwise, inherently, every person has been created on fitrah, a natural inclination towards belief in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَا يَنْقُدُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. And they do not break the promise, any promise, whether it's a promise to Allah or personal promises made to fellow human beings. So the second part of the verse talks about promises in general, and the first part talks about the promise to Allah in specific, which the scholars say is in reference to the Ahd al-Ast. And then going further, in verse 21, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then talks about another quality of the people of intellect. And for a few verses, right almost till the end of this ruku, the third ruku of Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah talks about the quality of the people of intelligence, the true people of intelligence, ulul albab, spiritual intelligence. So the first is they fulfill their covenant with Allah by acknowledging that Allah is their creator, sustainer, nourisher, cherisher, provider, and worshipping Allah as he ought to be worshipped. And the second is that they fulfill their promises to their fellow human beings, their pledges, their commitments. So tomorrow, inshallah, we'll take it up from verse 21. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.